Right. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma Pei Beis, Asar Atachonis Tikan Ezra Shekeren B'Mincha B'Shabbos V'Keren B'Sheinu B'Chamishi. All mentioned more Atachonis. The Gemara says Shekeren B'Mincha B'Shabbos was Agzei Mishum Yeshvei, was Atachon Mishum Yeshvei Kronos, which Rashi learns that the Yeshvei Kronos were people that were Esek B'Shechir the whole week, so they missed the Kriyas, so they were Mesakim with them at Tashlumen to the Keren Shabbos B'Mincha. Then the Gemara asks, that how could you say that Ezra was Mesakin to Lane Mondays and Thursdays, B'Sheinu B'Chamishi, the Chayr, that Takana was already before Ezra. Because the Pasuk says, Mar brings a Brais, the Shaitan Pasuk, Vayelchu Shloishes Yom Midvah V'Lemotzu Mayim, and the Dershi Rishumas were Darshan, L'Lemotzu Mayim is going on Torah, and when they didn't have Torah, the Bachas goes, Miyad Nilu, they became Oiskimatet, so Omdu Nuvim Shabeneim, B'Tiklam Shem Kayim B'Shabbos, ומעסיק בערב בשבת וקיים בשני ומעסיק בשלישי ורביעי וקיים בחמישי ומעסיק בערב שבת. That the Nevi'im שביניהם at that time were mesakin that they should lay on Mondays and on Shabbos Mondays and Thursdays. They shouldn't go 3 days. Kedei shalinu gimel yomim b'lo yitayr. So Mar is asking, how could you say that Ezra was mesakin to lay on Mondays and Thursdays? L'chayi was already a takana of the Nevi'im already in the Midbar. So my answer is that in the takana of the Nevi'im was to lay either chad gavra the tilsa psuki or tilsa gavra the tilsa psuki. And Ezra came was Mesakin Tilsa Gabri Vasara Psuki. So Ezra was Mesakin the Oifen Akriya. The Marsha says, how do we know that the Joshua Vayiloim that they didn't have mind is going on Torah? So the Marsha says, because the Isra of the Psukim is, it says, Vayiloim Amal Meshalim Mamishta, Vayitzak al Hashem, Vayirish Amaitz, and Nisir Dois, Shom Somloi Chaykum Mishwad Vishom Niso, that he taught them Halachas on the Shabbos and Paraduma, that again they taught them Halachas, so it's Mavur. That they were missing something and they were misakin, but they with Limud HaTorah. You see, the Tana was Shamsam Loi Chayku Mishpat that they sold to Limud HaTorah. That's what they were missing. So you see from the Parashim in Eubay that the Mayim and the Torah was talking about Torah. And that's the Hamshach also that it says, Vayemim Shomei Tishma Lokel Hashem Lokech Vayash Benim Tata. It's all Oisri and Limud HaTorah. So you see this from the Sefer Parashah that the issue that was going on in the Parashah was a Parashah of. That didn't have Limud HaTorah and they still to Limud HaTorah. Marsha says that it says that they didn't have water. Explains the Marsha that we have a klal in Tazveni Yomi Mayim Azvech. When it comes to Torah, when a person removes himself from learning, then he gets even further removed. Yomayim Azvech. So Mela, Dr. Marsha, that the Torah, because they were marking themselves from Limud HaTorah Gimel Yomim, so Mela, when they wanted to learn again, it was mar, it was bitter for them. That they sell to the Indian from Limud HaTorah that they should learn every 2 days, and like that they won't come as a masav, and then the Mayim became Masuk. See, the Mashiach says when a person is Nisvachit from Torah, it's much harder for him to sit and learn. When a person is a Rangaton, he could to the Chayin and learning again. Mail Dr. Marsha that the Indian of 3 days is that 3 days Alamal is a Chazaka, Bechol Chazaka, Bechol Dover, Begimel Pamim, Vakem Behevich, that commercially is Chazaka and Chazkas Lina Gimel Yomim Belay Tayyat. The Indian of the Takana was, they should never come to Azah Chazaka, they should always have, before 3 days go by, they should always have the Limud HaTorah, and maybe they won't be Hukzak away from learning. Similar, the Teres Chaim also says, Kol Zman Shon is Gabra Lava Yitzahara, Elo Yoyma Yoymaim, Adayin Koyuch Biyad Odom Levat Loi. As long as it's not yet booked in 3 days. And once it's booked in 3 days, he said we have a call state, Chut HaMashulosh, Loibim Heri Yinotek, a Chut HaMashulosh. So a called man, it doesn't become a Chut HaMashulosh, you could still be mastered. So until the Yetzar is not Mizgabar, the man, 3 days to make a Chazoka, he could be Mizgabar. Now, as you say to the Takana, they shouldn't go Gimel Yomim Beloy Teir. He's mastered that that's the union of Azava Gdela. Azavak Isha that sees Dam in her Yemei Ziva one day or two days does not become Azavak Gedolah yet. With Tzvila alone, she could already become Tahar. Mashen came when she has Gimel Yom Ro, then she becomes Azavak Gedolah, she only becomes Tahar with Zayin Nikim and with Zavah Skarban. So you see the Musig that when the Tumah is Ochaz in the Mensch, Gimel Yom, that has a much stronger Achiza in the Mensch, it's much harder to be Metarius of a male, that's why they were Mesakin, that they shouldn't go 3 days without missing learning.
You talk about 3 days without learning.
Oh, I really have it for casual. What did they learn? What they were learning?
In the obvious one.
So you're saying there was a limud that they used to learn, whatever it was. There was some term, maybe Pesach, from Pesach they had in the time. There was a lot to learn.
How could they not learn?
How could they not learn for 3 days? You ask them. How is the Shaya? Such a thing. Okay. Oh, I can't be. Akabonim said, if you ask me the Dara Midbar, the Dara Deo, Takashva. Maisa, in the time, why they were Masakin Mondays and Thursdays, they showed him a very different shot. And in the Daskenim, the Balatelis, the thing at the end of here in the Mamatelis, the Daskenim says that the Luchas Rishonis were given on Thursday and the Luchas Shnius were given on a Monday. So Mamela, Kenegad the Yom that we got, the Luchas, both Luchas, they were Masakin, you may rust them because of that. Mamela, they were Masakin that they should lay on a Monday. Thursday, Tejas Beyas says a little bit differently. Tejas Beyas Kamen Pebeis says that the Luchas Shnius, Moshe was Ola, V'yem Chamishi, V'yem Sheni, so Mamela, and that man was a certain, so without Beyas Beyas, you may rust them, Mamela, that's what they're Masakin Kriyas HaTorah. As they state in Tejas. It's interesting in the Ramah, in Sima Kuflam Adalad, says, we say more tachnunim on Mondays and Thursdays, and the Taz says based on this Tosfos, "Lfi shem yemei rotzen, shem yemei yom shagabolos luchos achoynis, shahoy yemei rotzen, olam meisha rabenu biyom hevi arbiyom beis." So we're about the yemei rotzen. That's why we're marvin b'tachnunim. So that's in, you know, saying more tchinus on beis vehe. The Prichodesh over there says that I'm only fine fakir at yesh emunim lahapach. You could say otherwise that you may yom the base of hey Mondays and Thursdays where you may adin. We bow bezin shalmasa are done on those days and connect bezin shalmaila connect them are also done. So we may bow that you may din. That's why we lay that we say more tachanunim on those days. And there's a need about it in Simon Tovkov Pei. There's a Magen Avraham, a Marshal. The Magen Avraham learns that base of you may rotzen the Marshal is mashmei you may adin. They're both true. It's Yemei Ratzin and Yemei Din, and Yemeila, it's an Indian side to be that's what people are Masan on Mondays and Thursdays. Tosfos Beis already brought that the people are Masan on Mondays and Thursdays because they're Yemei Ratzin, but you find in some places that Beis Hei are Yemei Din, or Chazon says that they're both true. Yemei Din and Yemei Ratzin and Yemeila, they're Yomim for Tainus and for Bimar Betachanunim, and who are then they were Masak and Kriya Satari on those days. Lamaisa, the Teres Chaim asked two kashas on Tosfos. He asked that how could Tosfos say that they were Masak and Beis Hei Neged? Neged the Aliyah and the reader of Meshav and Luchos Achonis, this Maisa happened right after they left the Yamsuf, before Kriya Sateir, before Kabbalah Sateir, before Sinai. So how could it be that they were Masakim Beis Vehei, Keneged, Meshav and Aliyah and the reader if the Takana happened earlier? Okay. Bizok the Teretz Chaim, that there's no way that they could have been Mekayim the Takana of Kriya Sateir up until Mises Meshav, about the Allah, the Sefer Teresh, Chosor Eis Achas, is the Sefer Teresh Psula. So in Mele, they couldn't lay the Torah because the Torah was still missing. The Torah was missing, and they couldn't lay at the time that they left the Yamsuf. So in Mele, Zog the Torah Chaim, that the Gemara Doshan is Omdu Hanavim Shebeneim B'Tiknu, that this was not Takanas Moshe, because in the man of Moshe they couldn't have it. Now, it was the Takan of the Nevim Achar Ketiris Moshe, after the Torah was already completed, after they were 40 years in the Midbar. Then Zog the Torah Chaim, that they remembered the Iru, the Maisa, the Ma'ura that happened when they left the Yamsuf, when they were Nilu, Lishtei Smayim, when they didn't have Torah, and how it affected them. And then they affected this Takona that they should lay in the Beis Vehei. And that was Kneged, Ali, and Yudim HaShabeim, so the whole Takona really happened much later.
What did they do then Bechlal?
What would they have laid? If they would have laid, you mean? Before Kabbalah Sateir, there was no Torah. How could you have Kriya Sateir? Before it was finished, then they could lay whatever they had.
So what's the Kash Bechlal?
Because that the Sefer Teresh Chosor Eis Achas is Posel.
It wasn't a Ger, it wasn't Nigma yet.
Oh, so you're saying it's not Chosor?
Yeah.
You're saying that, and Chaim was also saying that Svara, that for now this is a Teresh Lim, it's not missing anything. It's only Chosor when there's more.
Forget about the Sefer Teresh, what did they learn? Whatever they learned. However they learned it.
How could they have been Masang Kriya Sateir before Kabbalah Sateir? The Chayr, there was no Teresh yet.
That's
right. Okay. Why couldn't they have the whole Torah before Mises Moshe?
Like, a lot of stuff was
Nevuah. Gracious.
A lot of stuff was
Nevuah. See, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was Masayim Kol HaTorah before it happened, and he wrote the Yom HaShemesha. Kumi Da'ishas were all there, that's true, but then it wouldn't be a Shuvah for Kriya. You wouldn't be able to do a Kriya on such a thing. Uh-huh. But then maybe it's got a Chos HaYisachas that's not called Chos HaYisachas, that has all the issues. Good sir. The Maisa, so the Teres Chaim is coming out that the Takana of Kriya Sateir was actually done besides the Yom that they were in the Midbar, and it was done at the Nevi'im Acher, Achar Petiris Moshe, Machpat Zizkash. The Maisa, the Rambam, Yerushalmi states already that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was in the second Kriya Sateir, not like he's saying there was Omdu Nevi'im Shebeinei. So in the Etim Rambam, Yerushalmi says Moshe Rabbeinu was in the second. You could learn like the Teres Chaim, but the Mixus. You could learn that the Takana happened after Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Torah. It wasn't said before that. And Mele, that they were Masakin on Monday and Thursday. But you still have the Teres Chaim's kasha that the Teres Chosr is Chosr, Teres Chosr is Chosr. So on that, they bring with it from the Sefer Pevi Yeshua that he says that in Yerushalmi state, that the reason why you're not allowed to learn from a Sefer Torah that's Chosr is Achaz is not because it's possible. Mekar din a Sefer Torah Chosr is Achaz is kosher. The reason why you can't learn from it, they asked you to learn from it, was because they wanted that it should be nafsha maguma aleim, that they should feel, if they're able to learn, then it doesn't bother them, so they have a Sefer Torah that's chaser. That it should bother them, if you don't let them learn, then they're going to be nafsha maguma aleim, and they'll be motivated to write a Sefer Torah shleima. But that only passes when there's a Sefer Torah shleima to write, but in the Zman of the Takona, where the Torah was, wherever they were up to, it didn't pass to write a Sefer Torah shleima, so there you'll be able to learn from a Sefer Torah that's chaser also. The bottom, that's all good if you learn that they were Masak in the Takona after you read this Moshe Rabbeinu, and Melech was Negea Monday and Thursday. So in other words, it will be made to be mixed for the third time. It wasn't said, the Takona wasn't done right away, because then you didn't yet have Monday and Thursday of the Ali and you read of Moshe Rabbeinu. But this that he says is a problem of learning from the Sefer Torah Chosr, that we could say that there's no problem because Kolzman, this was the whole Torah, and it didn't pass to go buy a Torah Shleima, but there was no concern of Sefer Torah Chosr. But that Lamaisa wouldn't stim like the Marsha, because the Marsha said that he taxes the rest of the Psukim over here, that Vayori Hashem ate, Vayasha Salamayim, that the Eitz Chaim Mil Machazikim Bo, that they were Mesakin, and this time, Vayim Tugu Amayim, that the way they were Mamtik, the Om was Nilu Lishte Ismayim, the way they were Mamtik, that was by Yishtalim Tzu Torah, everything he did, Vayim Shemaya Tishma, so he's taxing the Amshach Psukim over here, that the Takona happened at this point, right at the beginning. So the Chayyar, like the Marsha, is still Shver, the Torah's Chaim's Kasha, how could they have been Mesakin the Torah at this point, to create a Torah? Right before Kabbalah says Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, if the mindset, the significance of Mondays and Thursdays did not yet exist. Unless you learn that the Marshals hold that they were Mesakim Kriyas HaTorah right away, that they shouldn't have Gimli Yomakir without Mondays and Thursdays, and the Takon of Monday and Thursday, that happened only later. So come out that there was, like the Marshals, there was a Takon of Kriyas HaTorah immediately. You could learn that the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah happened after Kabbalah says Torah only, and you could learn that the Torah sign that the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah happened only much later when they finished the Mem Shonim in the Midbar after Pterius Mesha and they had Kol HaTorah Kulu. Okay. The Magen Avraham is Ma'ir that the Chayr, the Yerushalmi, is Keneged the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that the Omdu HaNavim B'tiknu Beis Zahir, that the Takona of laning the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays started from the Nevi'im Bizman Mesha. Now we're having to say exactly when, but Akoponim was done in the Midbar. This Takon was done in the Midbar. In Yerushalmi state, the Magen brings the Rith, the Shem the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says as follows: Meisha Tikulam Yisrael Shi Kairin B'Teira B'Shabbosus Yom Tovim Rosh Chodesh Mubechel Shel Moed Shenem Maravidah B'Shem Meisha Tnei Yerushalmi Yisrael Ezra Tikulam Yisrael Shi Kairin Shloisha B'Teira Should have three B'Sheni U'B'Chamishu B'Shabbos B'Mincha. So the way the Yerushalmi splits it is that Meisha Rabbeinu was Mesakin Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, and Ezra was Mesakin Monday Thursday and Shabbos B'Mincha. Frag the Magen Avraham, it's connected to the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Rubi state that the Takana of Monday and Thursday was not Ezra, the Takana of Monday and Thursday was the Nevi'im. Ezra was just Mesak and Hadalim. Zog the Magen Avraham and Chanami, the whole Yerushalmi is not talking about who was Mesak and the Etzim Kriya. The Yerushalmi is talking about the Minyan HaKruim. That's what you're talking about. In the middle of Fizah, Zog the Magen Avraham, if that's what Yerushalmi is talking about, then it comes out that Moshe was Mesak and Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Moed, and Rosh Chodesh, means that he was Mesak and the Minyan HaKruim on Yom Tov and Shabbos and Chol Moed and Rosh Chodesh. And on that, the Yerushalmi feels like that Ezra was Mesakim the Minyan HaKruim of Beis Vahey and Shabbos B'Mincha. So the whole Yerushalmi is only talking about the number of how many aliyahs there were. So, because the Magen Avraham has shared that otherwise it can't be, the Yerushalmi can't say that Ezra was Mesakim Beis Vahey when the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that it was already a Takon of Sanavi. But the emes is that there's Kamatim Mufirushi Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi sounds like that the Yerushalmi is Chelek on the Bavli, and they hold that it was Takon of Ezra and not Takon of Meshur Rabbeinu. Why? In Yerushalmi and Megillah, in the first parak, says as follows: Rab Yustino Bar Shunam Boi Kumi Rab Muna. Rab Yustino Bar Shunam asked in front of Rab Muna, "V'loy Ezra Hiskin Shiu Kerim B'Teir B'Shenu B'Chamishi U'B'Shabbos B'Mincha U'Mordechai V'Esther Mesaken Al Masha Os Asha Ezra Osu Mesaken." In other words, the Mishnah says over there that the Kfarim were Makdim and Loyem Aknisa. They would lay in Megillah Esther on Mondays and Thursdays whenever they would come in. What was the significance of Mondays and Thursdays? So Tosfos learned in his Mashmash like that in Yerushalmi also, that the significance of Mondays and Thursdays was Yubal, was Kriyas HaTorah that was going on Mondays and Thursdays. So maybe they were coming for Kriyas HaTorah, so they were Mesakin Kriyas HaMegillah and also for the Yom HaKnisa. For the Yerushalmi, what do you mean they were Mesakin Mondays and Thursdays because of Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays didn't exist yet. Ezra was misakin that. Yerushalmi asking that kasha. But loy Ezra hiskin shiyu kerem b'ter b'shinu b'chamishu b'shavuz u'mincha. U'morchev esten misakin ma'asha Ezra osted l'sakin. As if the Yerushalmi a kasha. Yerushalmi is asking that how could you tell him that Morchev Esther were misakin Kriyas and Megillah Mondays and Thursdays because of Kriyas Atayra Monday and Thursday when the takona of Kriyas Atayra Monday and Thursday didn't exist yet.
Why not misakin? We might have that happen later.
They were misakin. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim, the din that began in the crop with all the
days.
Where's the woman from? So it's pretty clear in Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi holds that Ezra was one that was mechadish takana the Kriyas Atayra of Beis Vehei. In Azay Frak, the Birkei Yosef on the Magna Brahman, Simcha Flamed Hey, he asked, Magna Brahman is trying to be Miyashav the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi stems with the Bavli, that the Yerushalmi that says that Ezra's Mesach and Beis Vehei just means Minyan Akruim, he says, L'chayr, you find, and the first Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is Chelek on the Bavli. Azay Frak, the Birkei Yosef. Amais, if you look in the Rajba, in Megillah Dav Beis, he asks his kasha on the Yerushalmi. He says that Yerushalmi doesn't assume with the Bible. Yerushalmi says that they were Mesakin Telein Kriyas on Megillah Beis Vehei to Kriyas HaTorah, and Yerushalmi asks on that, L'chayr, Ezra was Mesakin it. For example, it wasn't Ezra, it was way before Ezra, it was in the times of Meshach Rabbeinu, they were Mesakin. What B'chal Yerushalmi's kasha? Zogt the Rashba, the Tirtzu B'Toysvis, She'oysa Kriyas Shalayhaysa Ela Tilsa Psuki Levad, in other words, the takana that already existed to lane just three psukim and one aliyah wasn't enough of a kriya chashuva that the kvarim bothered to come in to hear. So Mamela, the whole inning that the kvarim started coming in to hear kriya chashuva when there was the kriya chashuva of yud psukim and gimel aliyahs, that's when the b'nai kvarim started to come in. So that's what the Yerushalmi was asking, that where Mordechai and Esther, Misak and Kriyas and Megillah, for the people that are coming in for Kriyas HaTorah, the Chayr, that coming for Kriyas HaTorah was only Noch Takonos Ezra, where they made it a Kriya Cheshuva. But before it was a Kriya Cheshuva, they weren't coming in on Mondays and Thursdays. And that's the Oymek of the Yerushalmi's Kasha. And Mamela, the Yerushalmi is also Moida that Ezra was only added the three Aliyahs and the Tem Sukkim. But that's what motivated the people to come in from the Kvarim. So Mamela, the Rashi is already Mavu and Malik, the Birkei Yosef, who's being Mechir from the Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi argued on the Bavli, but really the Yerushalmi agrees to the Bavli. When the Yerushalmi says Ezra was Mesakin, Beis Vehei, it means that they were Mesakin a Kriya Cheshuva, and that's why they'll come in from the Kfar. And then says the Birkei Yosef himself brings, not from the Rashi, but he brings from, he says, Achaz man rav bol yodi teisvei harosh, he brings the teisvei from the Gila, who also says the same way like the Rashi, and the Mele, there's no steer between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Everyone agrees that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin the Ikar Kriya, or the Nevi'im Shebeinayim, and then later Ezra was Mesakin the Kriya Chashuva, which motivated the people to come in from the Kfar. Agav, the Rishash, in the Gila Dafei, he brings that Yerushalmi Tchelik, Rishash, he done based on this Yerushalmi, that the Birkei Yosef brings, that the Yerushalmi asked that how were Mordechai Esther Mesakin on the future, mashma that there was no takana yet about, there was no takana yet to lane on Mondays and Thursdays at all. Now, what is the gather of the takona of Kriyas HaTorah? So if the Olam was me'ayin in the Chus Chum Sefer, it's a little bit rocky when you read through the words, but the Chum Sefer is ma'ayir that the Magen Avraham asks, that Yerushalmi says that Ezra was one that was Nesakim Beis Vehei, not like the Gemara in Bavli. That was the Magen Avraham's kasha. He says this same kasha applies to Rashi and Megillah. Rashi and Megillah also says that the takona of Kriyas HaTorah was Niskan al-Yidei Ezra. It says over there in the Mishnah that Elaine B'Sheni B'Chamishi, and Rashi says Ezra Tikkun Shiyukayim B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Bavakama Perek Meruba. That's what Rashi says in Megillah. So also it's mashed that Ezra was the one that was Nisakin. In fact, there's some Sefer, the Magen Avraham asks on the Rif and the same kasha on the Rashi, how could they say that the takona was Niskan al-Yidei Ezra if it was Niskan al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu? So some Sefer has different uskhoz, but in order to answer this kasha, he explains that the ikat hakana of Moshe Rabbeinu was that Klai Yisrael should not go gimel yomim v'lo yitayu. That was the motivation of the takana, that Klai Yisrael should not have 2 days without learning. For that, zog to some Sefer, you could learn in any language. It could have been metargum without doing Kriyas HaTorah in Lashon HaKodesh from the Sefer Torah. Just being metargum, the Psukei HaTorah, that would be enough in order to be the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra came and Ezra was Mesakin that he should learn Dakka from the Torah and Belosh Nakaidish, even though they're not made, even though they don't understand. In other words, there's a new takana. In Moshe Rabbeinu's takana was to have Limud HaTorah. They shouldn't go 3 days without Limud HaTorah. So Mimela, obviously, he needs a Zal Limud HaTorah that people understand. So Mimela, with Targum that they understand, they'll be Yetzin. Ezra was Mesakin a new takana of Kriyav. They have to be Kriyav of Torah even if they don't understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu's takana was Takanas Limud, and Ezra's takana was a Takanas Kriyav. As I talked, the the Chassam Sofer. The Maisa, there's a tshuva from the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram is handling over there whether or not you're Yotze Talmud Torah if you didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, if you hear such a tzad, if a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah, the morning is not Yotze Lumen HaTorah all day. That's what he's handling. If you don't make a bracha, whether or not you can be Yotze a mitzvah. There is a Rosh, which is called a Gabe Truma, that more has a tzad that the bracha on Truma is deraisa, that you're not going to be Yotze the Truma if you're without a bracha. So maybe that's the hand right over whether or not you're Yotze Talmud Torah without a bracha. Zok the Dvar Avram, that he has a raya brura that even without Birchas HaTorah, you're Yotze Talmud Torah. What's his raya? His raya is, he brings from the Tshuva of the Radvaz, that if you find a Sefer Torah that was found to be possible, so the big machlok is between the Rambam and the Rashi whether you can continue to lane or not. So the Radvaz says that he was machmir to lane over, but he lane below bracha. He lane below bracha, because we bought it to machlok, so in order to be Yotze the day of the whole that you still have to lane, he lane now from the Sefer Torah kosher, but he didn't lane the bracha, because according to the Shita that you're not supposed to, you were Yotze already, it doesn't pass to make a new bracha, so his minute was to lane, he lane over, but below bracha. As I stated in Tshuva Radvaz. Zok the Dvar Avram, that's poshut, that when he's laning again, he's laning without a bracha, if you hold that without a bracha you're not Yetzir Talmud Torah, then l'chayr you don't have a kriya over here. As they say in Dvar Avram, so Zok the Dvar Avram is madgish, v'chitei medaf agav de'ebo mitzvah Talmud Torah, mikol makom mitzvah kriya yeshba. Maybe Anachanami, he didn't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Maybe in order to be Yetzir mitzvah Talmud Torah, you need to have a bracha, like he was mitzvah. Maybe you need to have a bracha to be Yetzir the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But he's saying, maybe I have kriya satayr without mitzvah Talmud Torah. You have to have a kiyum of Talmud Torah when by kriya satayvav. Kriya she'ein lo kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah. After bishem said yes, the dini akriya kilchosi einu meila shari. Even if you have all the other degum, but if you don't understand, you're not yetsu with the Talmud Torah. Shari ikur kriya satayvav betzibur mishum mitzvah Talmud Torah tiknuah. So he says that of a pashut. Now the kriya satayr, the kind of kriya satayr that we have, is a kriya that you should be able to be yaitza dafka Talmud Torah. And they bring also the Eretz Tzvi, they bring in the Maram HaKavitz over here, the Eretz Tzvi also says the ikka Talmud Torah is what you learn when you hear the Balkari laying in the Tzibur, because with that you're Mekayim, limu Torah shebechsav, mitoicha ksav, mitoicha sefer Torah, and that's ikka Talmud Torah, and he's mazur, that's why Chazal and Masak and a new Birchas HaTorah on Kriya HaTorah, right? Why, if you made a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, Hashem Baruch Abonu, why when they lay the Torah B'tzibur do we make a new bracha? Zog Deretz Tzvi, because without now you're doing the Iker Kiyum of Talmud Torah, because you're learning Talmud Torah Mitech HaKsav, that's why they were Masak and Nocha Bracha. Well, Maisa, the Prima Godim asked the Kash Elam, after you were asking the L'chayr, how did they go through this without learning? The Prima Godim asked a more basic question. The Prima Godim asked, you're Yetzir Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema Shel Shachris V'Arvus. So, how could it be that they weren't Yetzir? How could it be that they went 3 days without Talmud Torah? L'chayr, they were Kara Kriya Shema. He says, besides, for Kriya Shema, you also have to be Yetzir B'Torah. That was the Takana. He's not asking what he means. One sat, and he says, the Takana was that they should have Torah Mitoich HaKsav, maybe the way to feed this Eretz Tzvi, that there's a Milah to learn Torah Mitoich HaKsav, that the Takana was to have this more Me'ula Dekakium of Limud HaTorah.
The Yetzir the Yachir. This is the thing with
Torah. Shemei Akoin. Yetzir Shemei Akoin. That's what he says. Yetzir Shemei Akoin. That's what the Eretz Tzvi says. Yetzir Shemei Akoin. Now, the Rambam, if you're Medag Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiklam Liyisoshu Yukarim B'Torah B'Rabim. B'Rabim. That's the Loshna Rambam. So if you learn like the Rambam, so then the Prima Godim was asking that everyone was already Yotze, didn't go Goyom B'Loy Torah, because they had Kriya Shema. The way the Loshna Rambam is that they have to learn Torah B'Rabim is Mavur, that the Takan, they didn't just want to have Stam Limra Torah, they wanted to have a Limra Torah B'Rabim, that you don't have with Kriya Shema. So that would be a Yishuv on the Kasha of the Prima Godim. And then it says, as they said before, in Tshuvas Ginas Brodim, the show there has a whole Arichas being Mechiach, that the Ikkar Tachlis of the Takan of Kriya Satorah was that they should have Talmud Torah, because you see that they didn't go 3 days without Torah, that they should have Talmud Torah. And Zokt the Ginas Varim, when he has died, he loy mechaber. What you're saying is not true. It's not mishum limud HaTorah. And he says, because the Gemara says in Menachos, there are also Amr Ravasi, that afilu l'shon adam el perek echot shachas v'gad arv is kain mitzvahs lo yomush. Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu kor adam el kriya shema shachas arv is kain mitzvahs lo yomush. The kiven de bekriya kala kolshi, yaitin de chayvis mitzvahs Talmud Torah, u'mekayim krod lo yomush, heichet etzik adayin, shen ishtau yisro, shoyish yamin beloy Torah. If you yaitin with so little, how could it be that they didn't have it in the mitzvah? Ken is zayin azazach. He said, Al Kachal Tarech Lomer, the Takonis Kriyas, Sefer Torah, Betzibur Lasso Mishum Chavis Talmud Torah. The purpose of the Kriyas Torah was not Al Talmud Torah. El Efishalei Hoyu Lomer Torah, Berabim, the Chesaron, what they didn't have Torah, Berabim, Bekenufia, Befarhesia, they didn't have Oilim coming together to sit and learn, Shoy Shiyam for 3 days, Raka, you couldn't call Echad Latzmei, how did they sat and learn? But they learned by themselves. L'chein niskin et ha'kona zu shal ha'yavra gimel yom v'mikriz v'teir v'kinufi v'farhesi. The ha'kona was that they should have a kriya v'teir v'farhesi. Why? V'kagavna ha'teir mis'alus v'scharam ha'vimoy. There's an inning of teir v'rabim, teir v'tzibur, nam yishum chayt v'tamot ha'teir. They should have kriya v'teir, which is covered ha'teir, and that was the ha'kona of kriya v'teir. So that would be mi'ashiv, the kriya v'teir v'kinufi v'teir. We're saying, being the ha'kona of Ramam also, that the ha'kona was to have a kriya v'teir v'rabim. This one had, we had, in the past, we're learning in Birchas ha'teir. We had the Beis Yosef brings the Shem to Yerushalmi that it tries to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with Avarab. Right? Such a sugya. But the Yerushalmi added, Behu Sheyilmad Al Asar. That's only if you learn on the spot. The Beis Yosef over there asks, in Simon Memvog, the Beis Yosef asks, El Chayre, Im Taymar, Lomli the Yerushalmi, Loim Alan Chavarab, Shetor Chishilmad Miyad, Shari Loilim Hulaymit, Shari Kayer Krishma, Achar Avarab. They say to the ask, how could the Yerushalmi say that in order to be Yaitse Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn right away? You're always learning right away, because after Avarabi, you say Shema, and Shema is Lumir HaTorah, as they affect the Beis Yosef. After the Beis Yosef, two Terusim. Either it was Mavur in the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Brachas, that in the Mikdash, they used to only say one of the Brachas, and then they were called Kriya Shema, and later they said the second Birchas Kriya Shema. There's a Shana in the Gemara if they said Yaitse Or first, and then later Birchas Avarab, or Avarab, and then later Birchas Yaitse Or. So they say the sense. So the Gemara had a tzad that they said Brichas Yeter, then Shema, and then later Avarab. So that they would shayach to have Avarab without Shema immediately after it. That's one teretz that he says. So you don't always have Lumen HaTorah right after the Brichas Avarab. One teretz. And he says, after they say to Oide Shloimer, the Kriya Shema Utvila Loi Chashivi Limud Leinyin Ze, the Divrei Tachnunim Utvila Lechud, the Divrei Talmud Torah Lechud, U Kriya Shema Kedivrei Tvilasi. Said that when a person is being called a Krishma, he says, Sefer HaTfilah, he's not Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah Duch Dem. Mele, it's not called that you were Lomad Al Asar. Because you say Habarab, and then you say Krishma, and Mele, it's not called that you had Rimah Torah, it's called you have Divrei Tfilah. So it comes out that you're not always being Yitzvah Talmud Torah after Habarab, but Faker, Krishma is not a Kima, and Mele, you have to learn Al Asar, after that, and you have to learn right away. So the Fizah, according to this tzad, in the Maisa in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabit Taka Mesupik, he says, Yesh Oimrim, that you're Yetu Krishma, and Yesh Oimrim, that you're not. So the Mechabit Taka Mesupik, whether or not you're Yetu Krishma. So if you mem on that Krishma, when you're doing it, I'll say there, Atzila has a different tune, doesn't have a different limit, I tell you, then I'll be in the Siyash of Kushin Sapima Gom. If you've got him, they're asking, how could you say, Klai Yisrael, when, give me a young Bilo Yitayra? The Chari, they were Kara Krishma. The Tarot is because the Yen of Krishma, which is the Say there, Atzila, doesn't have a din of limit, I tell you, only have the din of Tfila, the Tachnunim Lachud, the Divit Tamatari Lachud, and later they had to be Mesang. That would also be a Tarot on the Prima Gom's Kasha. Except you'd have the issue that the Chayyur, the Gemara in Menachah says clearly that I feel like Kara Kriyash Mashach Zav is Mekayim Layom Mashatera Mipicha. The Chayyur, the Mefurish Gemara, that Kriyash Mashach Zav is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. So you have to know how what the Beis Yosef in the Hilchos Birchas HaTorah does with that Gemara, where he's Mitzadah that it only has a Din Tfilah. You have to know why he does that. Because Bag upon him, the Zevi Sheshet in Beis Yosef that is such a Tzad that there's no Kiyum of Talmud Torah by Kriyash Mashach Zav. So there are Tfilah, that would be a Yishuv on the Prima Gadim's Kasha. The whole even if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, it's all in the Bach, not going to be Mach. This is also the Shadow of the Makar, the Takon of the Moshe, or the Bach brings that he brings the puzzle, the Dabar of Moshe, Me'adi Hashem, or B'nai Yisrael, that was the Makar. So maybe it's the Makar from the Psukim. If it was just a Takon of Moshe, that all the Mepharshim say, you'll only have a din of a Takon, it'll only be the Rabbanon. But if there's a Makar from the Dabar of Moshe, Me'adi Hashem, then it could be the Raisa also. So the Divrei Makil speaks out that the the Gemara of Darm says it's only going on Yom Tovim, not on Shabbat. So he wants to come out, that it should come out that the Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Tov should be Deir Aisa, and Kriyas HaTorah Shabbat should only be Midrash Rabbanan. And this Tariq is all stop here.